So today we're going to talk about cringe baiting. If you don't know what that is, you know, this is your chance to find out if you're into it. And if you're into this, you already know where this is going. So straight up cringe baiting, it can be like guys on TikTok doing silly dances, guys making silly faces, or guys like dressing up in like silly costumes thinking that they're all funny and shit. And you know, that just turns you on because, you know, whenever you cringe, you know, just it feels like gooning. It's that secondhand embarrassment, secondhand humiliation that you feel whenever you see these people. You know, so it could be just guys flexing, making goofy ass faces, you know, thinking they're hot shit, but deep down, you know that they're fucking embarrassing as fuck. It's so fucking embarrassing to see them try to be all macho, try to be all cool, try to be funny and silly. But deep down, like, you know that fucking turns you on because they're putting in so much effort to look cool, but really they're just losers like you. You know, they're losers that probably go home and masturbate too. And you know, the best part is that there's so much fucking cringe content for you to bait to. You could bait to people trying to do social media trends and just falling on their asses, trying to do silly ass dances, trying to do all these sorts of things, and you're just over here fetishizing them. You're so fucking weird. And you know, especially if you're a simp, it's really embarrassing to get off on cringe content if you really think about it. You know, like, there's nothing that these individuals can do that would stop you from being attracted to them, would stop you from masturbating to them, and that's really fucking masturbatory behavior right there. You know, it doesn't matter what ugly face they make, what silly dances they do, what ridiculous costumes or brand names or ugly clothing they wear, you're still fucking attracted to them. And that's so fucking pathetic, you know, like, you should have a fucking turn off whenever you see them doing these cringy ass behaviors, but deep down you know that they're only doing this so that, you know, you feel comfortable around them, so that they feel relatable, because the truth is that whenever these alphas do cringy ass things, whenever they do things that make you just tense up, your asshole pucker and your dick throb, that you feel like you're closer to them because they have to bring themselves down lower just so that you can look up to them, you know? Because deep down you know that they're making fun of you. You know that everything that they do that you find cringy, it's because you know that if you did it, you'd look ridiculous. You'd look completely, totally fucking humiliated, like a total fucking loser if you even tried to do what they were doing. You know, you could dance out of rhythm and someone would call you out for it. But these alphas, these tough guys, these beautiful men, pretty boys, like, they can do all this cringy shit. They can do all this content that normally people would get ridiculed for. They can get away with it. They can get paid millions and billions of dollars just for doing a dance out of rhythm. And to tell you the truth, I think you're fucking jealous of them, and that's why you fucking want to masturbate to them. You wish that you could be as cringy as them and get away with it. Deep down, you wish that you could do all these ridiculous, silly things and just be a total fucking gooner 24/7 and get away with it. People would just say, oh, that's just him. That's just how he acts. And people would just be totally fucking okay with that. They wouldn't even fucking question your fucking cringy ass behavior. And that's why you fucking get off to it. Because that just shows you how much of a little faggot you are, how much of a simp you are, knowing that you're just one of them. You're one of those voices that let them get away with it because it arouses you. And you assume that their cringy behavior arouses everyone else as much as it does you. You know, you can watch all these people dancing in these mansions, the silly little dances, barely moving anything, barely even committing to the movement. And you can just get off to that because you know that everyone's just letting them get away with being cringy. People are fucking rewarding them for being cringy. People are liking their fucking cringy ass content, just like you. You're just so fucking addicted to cringe now that, you know, you expect that handsome guys should fucking do cringy ass shit. Because they get to sail past life. They get to sail through life being able to do all this cringy stuff because they're attractive, because they can get away with it, because they have pretty privilege, and so that means they get to fully indulge in their cringe aesthetic. And all you get to do is fucking masturbate to it. All you fucking do is get to beg them to see their face all cross-eyed, to see their faces just taped up, to see them dressed in ridiculous, silly costumes, all for your entertainment. Cringe content is just so fucking addictive to you because you can watch it in public and no one to fucking bat an eye. You watch all these adult men doing all these embarrassing acts and you can just watch and enjoy in public and just say that you're watching a cringe compilation, but deep down you know that you got a fucking rock hard boner, fucking cringe addicted penis, looking at grown ass men embarrass themselves, beautiful men just thrusting their hips into the air, just dancing, shaking their asses, all for your entertainment, all for your bait fucking addiction. Their cringy ass content is so fucking mediocre and you know it. You know that you're just there to enjoy their bodies, and you have to admit it to yourself because that just makes your cock even harder. And because their content is so mediocre, they can just keep producing it over and over, barely committing to any skit that they do, any act that they do. You're just there to look at their body, and they're putting in as little work as possible because they know that a little cringe-addicted gooner like you is going to watch whatever they do and is going to enjoy it. They just want to put in as little work, as little effort, as little time as they can into production and just produce it for your entertainment, for your bait fuel, because you just can't look away. It's just so cringy. It's so embarrassing. It's like a train wreck that it's so terrible to look at, but you just can't look away. And that's what's so fucking addictive about cringe. You'll just watch cringe compilation after cringe compilation, just masturbating, unable to come because it's not sexual content, unable to achieve orgasm to climax because there's nothing really to climax over. It's just all cringy. It just makes your penis throb, and that's why you like to watch it. It's just like porn in that way. You're just so addicted to cringy ass behaviors. You're so addicted to seeing the next cringy trend just drop. Because no matter how cool something is, 10 years from now, it's going to be fucking cringe. You've got all this vintage cringe content, all these things that people thought were cool at the time, just becoming your porn. All these trends, all these fashion trends, dressing up to look attractive. It's all going to be cringe in just 10 years. So you're just so fucking addicted to the cycle of cringe. All the fucking music that you like, all the fashion brands that you like, all the faces that you like are going to be cringe in just a few years, maybe even months. Think back to all those pictures of the guys doing those duck faces way back when. There's absolutely no way that anything that you're doing right now that you think is cool, you're going to look back on it and you're going to cringe. And you know who's going to fucking get away with it? All these fucking beautiful men, all these alphas. They're going to look back on these photos of themselves having weird-ass haircuts and saying, ah, yes, I remember that. And then you're going to look back on your photos and you're just going to cringe at yourself. There's no fucking escape from the cringe. You're just so fucking addictive and it's just a matter of time. It's a matter of public perception. Because you know that if you're masturbating to this cringy-ass content, that you can't tell anyone. You can't fucking tell anyone that you're baiting to guys in Crocs, guys doing weird ass things with their face, guys sticking their tongue out, guys going cross-eyed. Every song that you like, every book that you read, everything that you do is going to be cringe someday. And just knowing that, just going through your day-to-day life, that should fucking trigger you. Every step of the way, every time you partake in a hobby that you like, it'll just become your porn. And that's just full-on cringe addiction. Those are the real fucking cringe addicts right there. The people that can't even go through their day-to-day life without thinking that they're cringe. And by baiting to cringe content, you're taking that secondhand embarrassment and turning it into firsthand embarrassment because it's so fucking embarrassing how much cringe turns you on. How much of a loser that you are that you can't fucking stop masturbating to cringe. It's just so fucking embarrassing. Fucking look at yourself just baiting to cringe, and you don't even have to look far. Just look for a hot guy making an ugly face and you'll fucking know what cringe is, where something goes from hot to not. And that's exactly what you want.